face.
In your face.
91.3 FM.
All over the place.
24-7. 24-7.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Power FM. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't want to be a winner alone, sir.
On Power FM, broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka, feel the power.
Catch the Power Breakfast Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia may be losing an estimated $829 million annually due to global tax abuse and evasion.
Former Defense Minister Dr. Richard Osiamunene has backed calls for constitutional amendments.
Malawi's former president, Peter Mutharika, takes an early lead against incumbent Lazarus Chakwera in international news.
In sports news, Desco United Football Club assistant coach Emmanuel Siwale is confident of overturning the 2-0 deficit against FC in 105.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable is every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shatana Sakala.
Zambia may be losing an estimated $829 million annually to global tax abuse by multinational companies and individual tax evasion in Oasis Church Aid, NCA, and Dawn Church Aid, DCA, 2025 country report on commitments to reducing inequality index, CRII, has revealed. The loss equivalent to 3.2% of country's gross domestic product GDP is fifth of its current revenue collection, 66% of the education sector, or more than 1.5 times the size of the budget to the health sector. The report therefore stresses the need for the Zambian government to intensify its efforts to combat tax evasion. The report further proposes that government must review its double taxation agreement, DTAs, because they continue to provide for unbalanced taxation rights. Zambia has so far negotiated for 23 tax treaties of DTAs with countries which force it to charge investors from their countries lower tax rates. Meanwhile, the report has also proposed that the Zambian government must consider conducting a transparent review of its policy on tax incentives and exemptions, integrate the process into annual budget planning, and eliminate ineffective incentives as part of the process. According to the report, Zambia loses about 3.1% of GDP, equivalent to 20% of its current revenue, due to tax incentives and exemptions granted to corporations and individuals. The report adds that while the publication of the 2024 tax expenditure report, which highlights such revenue losses, is a welcome step towards greater transparency, government must take further action by disclosing the decision making behind such revenue losses, particularly those related to tax incentives offered to corporations.
Within a separate development, the Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA has projected its national revenue collection net may hit around 239.8 billion kwacha, and that's their target by the year end of 2028, representing 23.3% of the country's gross domestic product GDP. According to medium-term projections from 2026 to 2028, the authority is expected to collect net revenue of around 185.3 billion kwacha, or 19.9% of GDP in 2026, and 212.45 billion kwacha in 2027. Income tax is projected to contribute at least majority portion, contributing an estimated 107.6 billion in 2028 compared to 21 billion kwacha for mineral royalty. The authority notes that visibility of achieving revenue targets in medium term highly depends on the realization of projected macroeconomic indicators and effective implementation of tax policy and administrative reforms. This is according to the 2026 to 2028 medium-term budget plan and the 2026 budget green paper. Meanwhile, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the authority plans to raise domestic revenue to over 21% of gross domestic product, up from the current 18.1%, as it already contributes at least around 71.7% of the national budget. Speaking during the media training in Sesheke last week, ZRA Corporate Affairs Manager Mr. Nzala said the government's midterm plan has increased the authority's own budget ceiling from 1.6 billion kwacha to 160 billion kwacha, reflecting a stronger push for revenue collection as foreign aid declines.
And however, what we did discover is that during our operation, cash amounting to over 3.7 million kwacha and about 3,091 US dollars was seized as suspected undeclared income and taxes. Further, one of the directors belonging to directors of Sino-Octasin, Mr. Wang Jing, was arrested on site after attempting to stash about 10,000 kwacha into the pocket of one of our officers at ZRA in an effort to obstruct the officer from carrying out his duties. We have, however, handed over that director to the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, for further investigations and possible prosecution. What we want to remind all taxpayers and everyone engaged in any form of business activity, and they are liable to pay taxes, is to ensure that they are tax compliant. As an authority, we will do everything possible to ensure that we bring everybody into the tax net, they remain tax compliant, and contribute their fair share of taxes to the national treasury.
Currently, we are averaging at 18.1% rather. So there's a demand for increased domestic resource mobilization. I think for all of us, that I like to what is happening on the global and national forum, we realize that it's been a cut to foreign aid. So that essentially means that as Zambians, we have to ensure that we collect resources on our own. We have to increase the revenue contribution to the national budget by all means. Currently, we're standing at 21.7. So the Zambia Revenue Authority is supposed to contribute about 21.7 to the national budget. And this has been increasing. You know, in terms of revenue, that's been increasing from about 8.7 in 2020. In 2020, now we are standing at 8.7 billion rather. Now we are standing at 155.9. Now, following the medium-term expense framework or the mid-term budget plan, that includes principal expense savings. We realize that now the budget for ZRA has been...
Former Defense Minister Dr. Rachel Siamonene has backed calls for constitutional amendment, citing loopholes in the constitution and other disparities in the laws. Dr. Siamonene observes that several changes are necessary to end suspicion, adding that in its current form, the constitution favors those in power at the expense of others. The former lawmaker further noted that concern that the application of the law is not uniform, pointing out that ordinary citizens are more likely to be convicted for similar crimes with